6:06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Joined now by Stuart Parks. He is one of nine candidates for the GOP nomination in the 5th Congressional District. He's on the ballot for the primary election to be held August 4th. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, sir.
Sir, am I that old?
It's a sign of respect.
You are much younger than I am, and in much better shape, I'll tell you that. So, Stuart, tell everybody who you are, what your background is.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for having me here. So my name is Stuart Parks, and I'm born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. I graduated from Volunteer State Community College with an associate degree, and then from there transferred to Ole Miss and graduated with an economic degree. I've been involved in real estate pretty much since the age of 18. I own several real estate companies here in Nashville. I love Southern history. I've proudly restored two historic properties in the 5th District, one in downtown Columbia and the other in Cornersville, Tennessee, right there on the main road there.
What are the properties in – which property in Columbia?
So I own several properties across Middle Tennessee, but these are like my two favorites. So the first one is a property that was built in 1830 So they tell me in the historical office in Murray County that it was owned by General William Arnold. And then what's really fascinating is after him, several property owners down the line is a man by the name of Nathan Bott. Now, people in Murray County are real excited when they hear me name drop the name Nathan Bott because he is known as the master builder of Murray County. And I can go down the list of famous stuff he's done, like Athenaeum, Rebecca Polk's house.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
The Athenaeum down there is really something.
Yes, sir.
It's
so,
a great thing.
I'm really proud about this property because this is one of two. They tell me this is one of two known property that he's actually lived in. And I know where the other one is, and I'm not telling anyone because I've been watching it. Yes, sir.
So you have been doing real estate for how long here in Nashville?
So I was actively involved with a number of real estate organizations since the age of 18, you know, and it was really tough to, you know, be scooping up properties while I was in college. So once I got out of college, I started actively scooping up properties.
Like scooping up properties?
I love scooping up properties, yes, sir.
So you love doing real estate?
Yes, sir.
And you're making money at it?
God has blessed me, yes, sir.
Well, that's good.
Yes, sir.
So, your career, how many years you've been doing real estate?
So I'm 29 years old, so you could say about 10, 11 years. Yes,
all
sir.
All right, good. Now, there is a little bit of, there's a legal issue you might want to share with us and our listeners. You are in a bit of legal jeopardy at the moment. Tell our listeners what that is, that's all about.
Yes, sir. So I was peacefully present on January 6th, when...
In Washington, D.C.?
Yes, sir. And so...
At the Capitol?
Yes, sir.
Did you go inside the Capitol?
There is footage released all over social media, as well as the criminal affidavit that was filed against me that states I was at the Capitol.
Inside the Capitol?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell us about the you've been indicted... Or you've been charged? What's your legal status? What have you been charged with?
Yes, sir. So it is my understanding that the prosecutors against me, and things change. I mean, they could be literally indicting me right now. But
so you've not been indicted?
It's my understanding, my knowledge as of right now, I have not been indicted. I was charged. They had a special signature from a judge that led to my arrest warrant. And it was the arrest warrant was returned, which means I was arrested. I think it was June 3rd at 5:53 a.m. in the morning.
So you were arrested on what charges?
So if my memory serves me correct, I was arrested originally on 7 charges. And I'm sitting in jail. 2 of them get thrown away. So as of right now, I'm facing 5 charges.
What's the most severe of those 5 charges?
It's the legal experts and my lawyer have explained to me that these are just minor misdemeanors. They're just the equivalent of a DUI.
Give us one of them.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of these are just like trespassings. I'm actually being falsely accused of stealing an item. And to me, that I'm not a thief. I would never in a million years steal even a penny. And so to me, that's like the most insulting is to accuse me with the theft
what's
charge.
What's the resolution of that case look like to be? What's the next step on that case?
The next step of the case, let me think, because April 1st was some key decisions were going to be made, and my co-defendant had made a decision to reach a plea agreement. And so that kind of threw off the timeline. So I think I need to double check, but the last I was told was May 31st is my next court appearance.
Next court appearance, May 31st.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, got that out there. We'll see how that plays out.
Yes, sir.
You may be one of the few people who's running for this seat who's actually been arrested on these kind of charges, January 6th, because very controversial. But we'll see how that you've not been convicted of any crime.
No, sir.
You have been arrested, and you have a court case on it. So we'll see how that develops. Okay. Are you ready to play Taking the Fifth?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll play that when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Stuart Parks. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.